Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Hey, Rashee Rice, man. Oh, not good. It's not good. He's looking at a bunch of charges stemming from a six-car crash he was involved in, hit and run, allegedly going 119 mile per hour, according to police, right? We're talking about felony, aggravated assault charges as well. A lot of different charges. Looking at Rashee Rice here, and now he is going to be doing some of his off-season work via Zoom. So virtually is some of the meetings that Rashee Rice is going to be involved in as he gets his legal situation sorted out, which is, again, I mean, KC's probably thinking at the end of the year, they win the Super Bowl, and they're like, man, we really hit a home run here. Maybe not a home run, but we did well in terms of drafting Rashee Rice and doing those things and moving him into a position where he can succeed. Certainly, I know that you've been, you know, extolling their virtues in terms of their genius level, time of X's and O's type of stuff here from Andy Reid to be able to see that from Rashee Rice and put him in a spot to succeed. But again, man, this just pushes them back, you know? It's a team that already needs wide receiver, and Rashee Rice from just a straight-up football position here puts them in a bind, no doubt.
Yeah, it really does. It almost kind of – and look, I don't know how many games Rashee Rice is going to miss, you know, whatever. I'm not going to –
But he's going to miss some. Yeah, he's going to miss
Yeah,
some.
I'm just not going to be one of these people on Twitter that's, like, giving you fantasy or dynasty advice on what to do with Rashee Rice. Like, I mean, I don't freaking know. It's the legal system, man. You think that you think that's been predictable? I don't know. Okay, so right, we'll see what happens. Right. You know, it's not comparable to other stuff. Like, it's its own separate situation. So,
but I
don't know what's going to
I mean, when you think about it from a team perspective, though, Matt, it's like, again, KC's got to be throwing their hands up, just being like, come on, what is going on here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because regardless, like, now can you like, this is such a stupid thing to do. Like, this is just an objectively stupid thing to do, okay? So, you got to just think about, like, I'm questioning. Hey, look, if this happened to, like, one of my friends or family members, it'd be like, you're an idiot, and now, like, I question your judgment. And, like, that's
you are that stupid. Is, like, don't do this.
And that's putting it lightly, okay, for me to say that, like, to a friend of mine or somebody that I worked with, somebody I worked with, okay? Like, we're thinking about this from a business perspective. James, if I found out you were doing this, I'd be like, you know what? I really question James Coe's judgment, okay? So that's 100%. The bare minimum of what we're looking at here. We're looking at somebody 100%. That. 100%. Whose judgment you're questioning, and then, like, going forward, what that's going to mean for you to being available to do the job we want you to do. And I loved what he did in the job they asked him to do in year one. And in my opinion, I don't think you want to take that. You don't want to take that player who's shown really well in this role as that big slot crossing route receiver, yards after catch stuff, and suddenly ask him to go do a lot more in year two. You want to maybe let him grow a little bit. You need to – he grew as he played in year one.
Sure.
But still, like – but that's like – I mean, it's like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who grew a little bit every year, but still primarily the bread and butter of his role is power slot routes over the middle, and that's where you make up a lot of your production. I think that's probably what you wanted Rashee Rice to do, but now that you have – he has put himself in a position for the Chiefs to question his availability and reliability. I mean, it just opens up all the old kind of questions about the position where basically – like, now are we kind of looking at this as a blank slate of a position for the Kansas City Chiefs, because you signed Marquise Brown to a one-year deal. you know, ideally maybe he balls out, but then if he balls out, is he going to price himself out of your price range? You have Travis Kelce, who's, you know, chilling at Coachella this weekend, he's doing his thing. I'm sure he'll be back and he'll be ready to rock at like 34 years old or whatever this year. But we know that he's getting to a point where,
I mean, his brother just retired. Tell me Travis Kelce isn't already thinking about what life is like outside of football. You know what I'm saying? So that part of makes me a little nervous too.
I think he might want to just come three-peat and then, you know, see if that works out. Bounce. If not, then he's out of here. Like, but again, everything, like, there's nothing long, like, there's nothing trustworthy, secure, and long-term on the Chiefs wide receiver or pass catcher depth chart, period. Because I think Kelce's probably on a year-to-year thing. Marquise Brown's on a one-year deal, and now you've got this whole situation with Rashee Rice. So, you know, before, I was saying, like, what they need is they need an X, right? They need A.D. Mitchell to fall to them at 32, and they need to just throw him out there at their X position. That kind of completes your foursome there at the pass catcher position. You have an X in Mitchell. You got a flanker in Marquise Brown. You got a power slot in Rashee Rice. And those two, the last two guys there, can rotate a little bit, and you have Travis Kelce at tight end. Now, I think with this Rashee Rice stuff and all that, I think basically just like, all right, who's the best pass catcher that we can get? Like, that's who we want if we're Kansas City. And I kind of think the world is, in, unfortunately, because of the situation, the world is their oyster here at their options at pass catcher.
Yeah, I just think that these criminal charges for Rashee Rice, I think, to your point, make them want to question how much they want to invest in the player. And to me, I think the criminal charges also kind of sort of shook up their thought process into the draft. They know it's one of the deepest wide receiver drafts in recent memory. Might as well go after it. And I've seen some reports now that KC is really thinking about approaching the draft from an offensive-minded standpoint and not just standing on the whole Mahomes, Andy Reid brain trust, right? So get after it a little bit in what is a deep receiver class. Maybe find somebody there that can help the offense in day one. They've really focused on O-line and defensive players over the last few years here in Kansas City. I just feel like this, whether or not they were going to approach it from an offensive standpoint in this year's draft, certainly the Rashee Rice situation, I think, has definitely kicked it up a notch in regards to them approaching it like, all right, we got to go get offense now because we don't know what's going to happen with this player.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.